With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. At magnitude 8.8, the earthquake that struck Russia's Far East is among the most powerful ever recorded, sending tsunami waves far and wide. Japan, Alaska, Hawaii, and the American West Coast on alert. Hawaii Governor Josh Green says that all is well.
Thank you for being calm and being safe. So far, we have not seen a wave of consequence, which is a great relief to us. It's kind of a blessing to not be reporting any damage.
A West Coast tsunami warning has been downgraded to an advisory, although people are being urged to steer clear of beaches, marinas, and such. The extreme heat and high humidity gripping much of the East has yet to break. New Yorker Beth Soto says it's not good for man nor beast.
What do I worry about most? That there are somebody looking out for the elders and making sure they're safe. Your neighbors, pets. I have animals at home, but they're in the AC.
High temperature records shattered across parts of the Midwest, the South, and the East. The Senate sends a former Trump attorney to the bench.
By a 50-49 vote, senators confirmed Emil Bovee for a lifetime appointment as a federal appeals court judge. A former federal prosecutor in the Southern District of New York, Bovee was on Trump's legal team and defended Trump in his two federal criminal cases. Confirmation came despite Democratic attempts to stop his nomination. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley defended Bovee.
Mr. Bovee has a strong legal background and has served his country honorably.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Wall Street futures modestly higher ahead of today's Federal Reserve decision on interest rates. The Dow futures are up 13 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 31, and the S&P futures 5 points higher ahead of this morning's opening bell. This is SRN News. Washington State will no longer report assisted suicide numbers.
Disability activists and pro-life advocates are crying foul over the decision by the government, saying it seems as though authorities want to hide the growing dimensions of the controversial Death with Dignity program. Critics also point out that the law legalizing assisted suicide in Washington requires the state to make annual statistical reports. Government officials say it costs too much money to provide the annual numbers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany's top prosecutor has filed charges against a Syrian man in connection with a stabbing attack at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial back in February and seriously wounded a Spanish tourist. Authorities say the suspect sought to use the crime as a way of being admitted to ISIS. The man allegedly sent a photo of himself to members of the terrorist group before the stabbing to give the terrorists the opportunity to claim responsibility for the crime. This is SRN News. Senate Republicans are moving swiftly to clear key hurdles in their effort to pass a set of spending bills before the August recess and get the ball moving toward avoiding a government shutdown in 2 months.
Appropriators are crafting a three-bill package that covers full-year funding for the Departments of Agriculture, Veterans Affairs, Commerce, Justice, the Food and Drug Administration, Rural Development, Military Construction, and Science Agencies. Both chambers have fallen behind on their funding work, and appropriators are eager to put some bipartisan points on the board before the September sprint to avoid a shutdown that will greet them when they return from recess. Republicans took a major step Tuesday by clearing two key holds on the package, giving them a clear path on their side as they await word from Democrats on what they hope will be a bipartisan effort to get the measure across the finish line in the coming days. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
NASA and India have paired up to launch an Earth mapping satellite capable of tracking the slightest changes in land and ice. More details at srnnews.com.